A Mind to Murder by P.D. James. Read by Roy Marsden. Chapter 1. Dr. Paul Steiner, consultant psychiatrist at the Steen Clinic, sat in the front ground floor consulting room and listened to his patient's highly rationalized explanation of the failure of his third marriage. Mr. Burge lay in the comfort on a couch the better to expound the complications of his psyche. Dr. Steiner sat at his head in a chair of the carefully documented type which the Hospital Management Committee had decreed for the use of consultants. It was functional and not unattractive, but it gave no support to the back of the head. From time to time, a sharp jerk of his neck muscles recalled Dr. Steiner from momentary oblivion to the realities of his Friday evening psychotherapy clinic. The October day had been very warm. After a fortnight of sharp frosts, during which the staff of the clinic had shivered and pleaded, the official date for starting the central heating had coincided with one of those perfect autumn days when the city square outside had brimmed with yellow light, and the late dahlias in the railed garden, bright as a paint-box, had shone like the gourds of high summer. It was now nearly 7 o'clock. Outside, the warmth of the day had long given way, first to mist and then to chilly darkness. But here, inside the clinic, the heat of noon was trapped. The air, heavy and still, seemed spent with the breath of too much talking. Mr. Burge enlarged on the immaturity, coldness, and insensitivity of his wives in a querulous falsetto. Dr. Steiner's clinical judgment, not uninfluenced by the late effects of a large lunch and the unwise choice of a cream doughnut with his afternoon tea, told him that the time was not yet ripe to point out that the one defect shared by the three Mesdames Burge had been a singular lack of judgment in their choice of a husband. Mr. Burge was not yet ready to face the truth of his own inadequacy. Dr. Steiner felt no moral indignation about his patient's behaviour. It would indeed have been most unethical had any such improper emotions...